My name's Kevin Brindle. I have a personal chair in the Department of Biochemistry where I'm Professor of Biomedical Magnetic Resonance. I'm also a senior group leader in Cancer Research UK, Cambridge Research Institute. Lots of new therapeutics that are coming along in cancer research now can be very effective, but tend to be effective in small groups of patients, which means you want to target your therapy at that smaller group. And you need ways of knowing whether your patients actually responded to treatment or not. So what we've been doing is developing imaging methods that will tell us maybe in 24 or 48 hours after treatment whether the patients actually responded. Because at the moment, the way treatment response is assessed in the clinic is to wait weeks or months to look for evidence of tumor shrinkage. Well, that's a lot of wasted time if the therapy is not working. But if you could tell within 24 or 48 hours whether the treatment's working, then if it's not working, then of course you could switch to an alternative therapy. We started working with this material, which is a domain of a protein called synaptotagmin, back in about 2000. This is a protein that binds to phosphatidylserine, which is exposed by dying cells. So what we did back then was label it with a MR contrast agent, so that's something that we can see in an MR image. And we showed that we could detect cell death in tumors, both in vitro, in culture, but more importantly, we could detect cell death in tumors post-treatment with this agent. And we developed it for some years as a MR contrast agent, as a targeted imaging agent that we could use to detect cell death in vivo. More recently, though, we started to label this with radionuclide labels with a view to doing both PET and SPECT. Again, the focus has been on detecting treatment response in cancer, looking for early evidence of cell death post-treatment. We think one of the advantages of the agent is that it shows low levels of non-specific binding to viable cells. So the contrast we get between viable and dead cells is better, we believe, with this agent than with some other agents. The agent has, of course, been fully validated in vitro, primarily by flow cytometry. So we know about its binding to phosphatidylserine, we know about specific and non-specific binding. We are working at the moment with radionuclide derivatives in vivo to address exactly this point. Seeing is believing in imaging. We really do need to demonstrate now fast tissue penetration, fast tissue clearance, and better specific binding to dying cells. And I think that's the point we're at now.